Welcome. I'm pleased to welcome everyone to our series, Shrubs of Today Become Tomorrow's Forest. Mothers, caregivers, and other family members, for the benefit of our children and of our nation's future, stay tuned and learn more about feeding and caring for our young children as they grow and become strong, healthy, and clever toddlers. Here, you will learn the latest information about how to protect, feed, and care for our youngest children, the shrubs, so they become the productive forest of tomorrow. If we do this, we will ensure a bright future for our communities and for Ghana. The idea for this series developed when the results of the latest health survey for Ghana were released and showed that one in every three children in northern Ghana is chronically malnourished. Because we have so many children like this, we are unaware of the malnutrition problem in our midst. You might wonder what difference this extreme shortness in a child makes. The extreme shortness is a sign of poor development of body and mind. It develops during this first 1,000-day period, when a baby or young child is not well fed and cared for. We must ensure that our babies and young children get what they need during this period because the losses in physical and mental development during this period cannot be corrected later in life and would mean that our children will not be able to reach their potential, for example, in school achievement or as productive adults. Each week on this program, we shall share the experiences of families and the best guidance from health and nutrition experts in Ghana. Our episodes will be guided by our health reporter,
Akolbla,
and by Madam
Asibi,
a senior nurse who has worked for many years in clinics around the country. She has helped hundreds of our families with young children. Now she is grandmother to 10 thriving grandchildren. Madam
Asibi
is convinced that there are a few simple but important actions that all families can and should be doing to ensure a better and brighter future of their children. Now, let's catch up with Madam
Asibi,
who today is in a small community near
Bolga, Akolbla.
Our health reporter caught up with her there and will talk with her about how to feed babies during their second year of life, that is between their first and second birthdays. We will also accompany her in visiting a few mothers with one-year-old children. This is an age when most babies are very active and growing quickly. This means that these one-year-olds need to eat especially well because their stomachs are small but their needs are great.
Hello everyone. It is nice to be back with you and another opportunity to interview our wonderful and lively friend, Madam
Asibi.
I'm with her in a small community in
Somborongo
district near
Bolga.
We are pleased to have with us
Atampoka,
one of the leaders of the local mother support group, who will bring us to visit a few families. Good morning, Madam
Asibi
and
Atampoka.
Although our regular listeners know you well from our earlier programs, Madam, would you introduce yourself and
Atampoka
for our new listeners?
Thank you,
Akolbla.
It's good to be back with you and our audience. Today, we are going to talk about my favorite young ones, those one-year-olds who are going from babies to toddlers. They are so active, but still so dependent on their families for good care and nurturing. As I've explained in earlier programs, I am a nurse who has worked on children's health and nutrition all around Ghana for many years. I'm helping with these radio programs on the best ways to care for young children so that families all over the country can become aware of the latest recommendations. And it is a pleasure for me to introduce my very dear friend,
Atampoka,
who has also been working for years to improve the health of children in her community and who has been kind enough to join us today.
Very good. Please use the microphone to say hello to our audience.
Hello to everyone. I'm so happy to join you and to be with my great friend, Madam
Asibi,
and this smart young man,
Akolbla.
Thank you,
Atampoka.
If you don't mind,
Atampoka,
I want to ask Madam
Asibi
to start off our day setting the stage for how to feed young children between 1 and 2 years.
Surely. Then I will know too.
Akolbla.
I want to begin by saying that although this is my favorite age, it is such a difficult age for maintaining good growth. Young children at this age face two main threats to good growth and development: poor feeding and illnesses. These active beings have an increased risk of diarrhea and other illnesses because they are playing more often in the dirt, and they tend to put everything in their mouths, including unwashed hands. So even though we may not see it, the debt is causing them to get sick. Likewise, poor feeding is devastating for the one-year-old. Because these children are so active and growing rapidly, they need to eat a lot of nutritious food. I bet our listeners didn't know that by the time the young child is 2 years old, they need to eat half of what their mother eats in a day. But they are so tiny, which means their stomachs are small. So, with a small stomach, they have to be filled more frequently, more meals and snacks, and foods that are nutritious. And we can't forget that these one-year-olds should still be getting breast milk.
Wow! I already have several questions. Let's start with this illness business. It seems to me that young children are often sick.
That's quite right.
Akolbile.
Of course, just one illness properly treated will not affect the child's health if the child is allowed to recover fully. However, children who get sick often will have their growth affected because when they are sick, they don't feel like eating. They lose weight and don't grow. I will let my friend
Atampoka
tell our listeners what she recommends to parents if their child falls ill.
First, I agree that family members have to watch carefully for signs of illness and not let it go without taking action. Young children can become seriously ill quickly. But I tell our parents that it's better to prevent illness than have to worry. They should take their child to the local health center every month, even when they are not sick, so the child can get important preventive care like vitamin A drops and vaccinations. They can also be weighed to make sure they are growing. At home, the mother and other family members need to follow good hygiene practices. We all know them, but sometimes we don't follow them. Actions such as only using water that they know is safe because it has been boiled, filtered or treated, covering food from flies, and of course, what do you think I talk about the most?
Wash your hands.
Yes, washing hands with soap or ash before cooking or feeding the baby, and after changing the baby's nappy,
pants or rag.
Anyone feeding the baby should also wash the baby's hands with soap or a bit of ash. One more thing I talk about is to prepare only the amount of food the baby will eat for one meal at a time. In other words, don't give a large bowl of porridge or another food. Feed a part of it and let the remainder stand for many hours until the next meal. If we do that, it's like leaving a nice home for germs to grow.
That's a lot to remember. But we've mentioned these things in our other programs. And these are what our health workers have been telling us for some time now. I think we all remember hand washing. Madam
Asibi,
I know you are constantly reminding us about preventing illness and about cleanliness. I think you want to add something.
Only one more note. I know that it is hard to keep these one-year-old babies in one place, but it is not good to have them constantly playing on the ground because they put their fingers directly into their mouths. Family members should get in the practice of putting the baby on a clean mat or cloth to play and to keep an eye out for their wandering and particularly contact with animals.
Atampoka.
Do you talk about such good practices in your mother's support group meetings?
Yes, I put a lot of emphasis on watching the young ones. And the idea of a mat or cloth is a good one. We even made child mats in our group. We made them bigger than our normal mats, and some women put bits of cloth on them to interest the children.
What a good idea. And I'm mindful of the time. I wonder if we should move and visit a couple of families that
Atampoka
would like us to meet. We could discuss how they are feeding their children and get your comments afterwards.
That's fine. Is that okay?
Atampoka.
Yes, I've alerted a couple of families with one-year-old children, and this will be a good time to find them a home. Mrs.
Ayen Saba.
Thank you for receiving us. I've arrived with my good friend, Madam
Asibi,
that I told you about, and the reporter.
Akolbile.
Hello, nice to meet you. Please come in and sit. I am always happy to see you.
Atampoka.
Thank you for letting us visit and record a conversation. I know you might be feeling shy, but I assure you that
Akolbile
will make you feel comfortable, and you will soon forget the microphone. Let's start with you introducing us to your son.
Certainly.
Azure
is 1 year and 3 months old. He is so active. He's growing well, according to the nurse at the clinic. He's been walking, actually trying to run. He's quite happy, playing with his older brother and sister like they are doing now.
I see. They all do seem happy, and Azura indeed looks so healthy. If you don't mind, can you please tell us how you feed Azura in a typical day?
At this point, little Azura eats what we, or should I say, what all the children eat. I usually prepare food twice, but the children eat 3 meals. But
Atampoka,
I am careful to reheat the food for the children.
Azura
seems to always be hungry, so I try to have other food for him when we have money from selling our groundnuts.
So what foods do you give in these meals? And about how much food does
Azura
eat?
Azura
likes most foods, although he doesn't seem too fond of amani. He and his sisters and brothers had porridge in the morning. I made the special porridge
Atampoka
taught us. Today, I added amani and had to take care that
Azura
finish his portion. But I most often add groundnut paste and just a touch of sugar. Because we have these, I make the porridge thicker than I used to. He has his own bowl and I give him almost a full bowl in the morning.
What else does he eat? Or better, what else do you plan to give him today?
Well, I am cooking teased, so he'll get his teased with the relish I have, made with vegetables and a bit of meat. He usually eats quite a lot in the middle of the day. And then I will give him teased tonight with bra and groundnut relish. And we share whatever other foods we are eating.
What do you mean you share whatever other foods there are?
Well,
Atampoka
has taught us that these young children need to learn to eat what we all eat in the family. So we always offer
Azura
what is around, so he gets a variety of food and will like everything.
Perhaps this is a strange question coming from me, but does
Azura still take breast milk?
Oh yes, he definitely still likes to be breastfed. It is his favorite snack, and he gets other snacks like banana or a piece of yam. I never buy packaged snacks anymore. Do you mind if I ask? Sisters, how am I doing with
Azura
food?
I will let Madam
Asibi,
who was my teacher, answer your question.
I would be happy to answer. Although we haven't seen
Azura
eaten, it seems to me that you are doing an extremely good job. I am happy to see
Azura
is getting 3 meals and a snack and still is enjoying being breastfed. The best measure of how you are doing is if he continues to grow well. You can find that out every month at your growth monitoring session with the nurse. Also, since you are following the recommendation to feed him from his own bowl, you can see that he is eating well and finishing his food. My suggestion is that you offer him just a spoonful more food at every meal in the coming weeks and keep listening to
Atampoka
and checking
Azura's
growth.
Thank you so much. We do the best we can with what we have.
Atampoka
knows this.
You are doing wonderfully. Thanks very much for your time. We are going to move on now so we can have time to visit another family. I'll see you soon and keep up your good practices with
Azura.
He's blessed with such a good mother.
Thanks for the visit.
Atampoka.
Please come back again.
Goodbye and thank you.
Alarva.
How are you today? Is this a good time to stop in for a minute with my friend, Madam
Asibi,
and
Akolbila,
a reporter on health issues? I told you that we'll visit you, remember? Thank you for being at home.
Yes, surely. This is a good time. Welcome to our humble but happy home.
Thank you so much for welcoming us in your home and for taking time with us and our audience.
We are happy to have you. I have never done this before.
Don't be nervous. You will see, we just want to talk to you about your daughter and to ask a few questions about how you are feeding her.
My little
Adongma
will be 2 at the end of next month. To be honest, I am worried. I sell fruits and vegetables in the market almost every day, so I don't get to bring her to the clinic often. I thought that she was doing fine because she doesn't cause me any problems. But when I brought her to the clinic a few weeks ago and the nurse weighed her, she said that she was not growing as she should. She had not gained weight and she was too short. So I have to tell you that she's not as good as she should be.
Let's go with you to the market. How do you manage her feeding there if she's with you?
Yes, she's with me. Although I must say that it's getting harder to manage her while I'm working. I breastfeed her during the day to keep her quiet, and I buy banku from another vendor and feed her when I eat.
How is the banku that you buy?
It is not as good as I make it at home. But it comes with a bit of relish and soup. I mix the banku with the soup for
Adongma.
Does Adongma get anything else?
Sometimes I will carry boiled beans or boiled yam, and she will have those. I also try to feed her when we get home with whatever is available. But it is often late and I have to prepare for the next day. What can I do?
I completely understand. You have a great deal to manage. I do have some suggestions, but let me start by saying that I can see that you are a good mother who loves her daughter very much.
Adongma
still looks healthy, but her poor weight and the fact that the nurse told you she has shorter than normal, those are warning signs to take action. Let's talk about a few small changes that you can make to help
Adongma
grow. First, I'd like to mention something that you are doing very well.
Adongma
seems to be getting plenty of breast milk during the day, and I hope at night also. This is excellent. Even at her age, she should continue to be breastfed.
Fine. Yes, I do breastfeed
Adongma
at night.
Now, on what you can improve. At
Adongma
age, just under 2 years old, she needs more food. At least one more complete meal, for example, in the evening, and more to eat while you are at the market. Let's look at how to improve the meal you are feeding her at the market first. To start with,
Adongma
needs to have some of the relish mixed with her banku and not only soup. Giving young children watery food is dangerous and leads right away to poor weight gain, like what is happening to
Adongma.
Your practice of carrying boiled beans is perfect. Continue this. Adding beans or a boiled egg or amani relish to
Adongma
banku or tea is perfect. Foods like egg, milk, meat, or small piece of liver are foods from animals and should be a priority in
Adongma
meals. Do you think you can make an effort to offer these foods?
Oh, I will certainly try. They are expensive, but there are ways if I'm just getting the food for
Adongma.
Excellent. Can we talk about what you offer
Adongma
before you leave home for the market?
Yes. Before I leave, I make a pot of porridge for us all. It is good to have something in our stomachs.
Ah, very good. I hope in your rush in the morning that you make sure
Adongma
eats her porridge. And I must encourage you to feed
Adongma
again when you both return from the market in the evening.
Adongma
needs 3 full meals each day. A child who is almost 2 needs to eat half the amount of food of an adult. But because their stomachs are small, they need to eat more frequently. So, 3 meals in a day and 2 snacks, in addition to the breast milk she gets. I know that money is scarce, but for the meal in the evening, I assume there is teaset, and perhaps for this time, you could find a small piece of roast liver to get just for
Adongma
to add to her evening meal. And snacks while at the market. Perhaps you could find a banana or other fruit from your basket for her.
Those sound like good ideas, madam. Giving
Adongma
fruit from my basket is possible. She loves bananas. What is her problem is the morning and evening meals. I am so rushed and then so tired.
Ah, but is that lovely lady that I see over there your mother?
Yes, she is. Mama, please come here.
Hello, welcome. I am just talking to your daughter about
Adongma,
your beautiful granddaughter. We are talking about how
Adongma
has stopped growing and needs to be eating more each day for healthy growth. I am especially concerned that
Adongma
might not be eating before she goes with her mom to the market. I am wondering if you could help with the porridge and make sure that
Adongma
gets her bowl and finishes her porridge. When it is possible, I would also ask that the porridge for
Adongma
be special by adding something like an egg, powdered amani, palm oil, granite paste, and shea butter. If
Adongma
gets fed this special porridge before she leaves, she will fast less and do better while she is with your daughter. What do you think, Grandma?
It will be like when I had my own children and made porridge. But my daughter will have to bring me these special food from the market. I don't have them.
Mama, if you help me with the porridge, I will do my part.
Of course, granite paste is not a problem for us most of the time.
But I will try to get some amani or even an egg if you can help me out in this way.
You are both wonderful. I hope you will give it a try. And between you, can you find a way that
Adongma
can have a small meal when she comes home from the market every night? It could be teased with a relish of her leafy leaves in granite sauce. She should not go to sleep without food.
Yes, we will do our best with what we have. Although what you have told us sounds like a lot to do, it really means just putting our minds to it and making sure that
Adongma
is getting her 3 meals a day and snacks, plus, of course, my milk. It makes sense and must be our priority.
I would also suggest that you try to bring
Adongma
to the clinic more often for weighing, other services and advice. If I'm there, I'll check to see you.
Yes, we know. We will work together on that also. Thanks so much.
Atampoka.
Thank you for being a caring mother and a caring grandmother, and for your willingness to talk with us today and consider my advice. Good luck as you put a few of these small changes into practice every day.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. This has been such a good exchange, and I know our listeners will benefit. You are not the only one with these problems.
Bye, and a deep thank you.
Wow, this is Sunday. I think you might have just saved
Adongma
from serious problems. Thank you, madam, for another very educational session. And thank you,
Atampoka,
for helping us meet some of the amazing mothers and
children
in your community.
Atampoka,
would you like to try to summarize our advice for feeding 1 year olds?
Yes, let me give it a try. We have covered so much today, it is good to review. Our 1 year olds are active and developing so fast, we need to protect them from illness and pay close attention to their feeding. To prevent illness, remember to always wash hands and to visit the health center for vaccinations and growth monitoring. On the feeding side, these young ones need 3 meals a day, 2 snacks, and of course, breast milk. These young children should be eating all family foods, not just teased, with a good serving of nutritious food at each meal, like vegetables, granuts, beans, and of course, those food from animals like eggs, milk, amani, liver, and meat. Something that Mother
Asibi
said that caught my attention was that these young ones need to eat in a day half of what an adult eats, so we need to feed them more frequently. Young children at this age are a joy, but a lot of work.
Perfect. Again, thank you,
Atampoka.
Madam
Asibi
will walk me out to catch my bus so we can arrange where we will meet next time. Bye.
I'd like to thank Madam
Asibi
and
Akolbla
for a very interesting and useful discussion. Today we shared information with you on how to feed young children from 12 months old to 2 years of age. This period is the final stage of the first 1,000 days that are so important to a child's healthy development. Some of the most important points that Madam
Asibi
said include: 1. Feed these children 3 meals with 2 nutritious snacks each a day plus breast milk. 2. Give them all the foods the family has available. And 3. Each day, be sure they get a food from animal source like an egg, milk, liver, meat, or dried fish. Remember, these young children are growing physically and developing mentally before our eyes and need to eat frequently a good variety of foods to fuel this growth. Hope that you have all enjoyed this program and that you will tell your friends about it so that our children, the shrubs of today, grow up to become our strong and productive forest of tomorrow. Until next time. Shrubs of Today, Our Tomorrow's Forest is made possible from the generous support of American people through U.S. Agency for International Development and its partner, the Spring Project, under the auspices of Ghana Health Services.
So many children are standing.